Aretha Franklin will be buried in Detroit this Friday. Today and tomorrow, thousands of people are expected to pay their respects as she lies in honor at Detroit's Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. Some people spent the night camped on the sidewalk waiting. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter is going to be covering this all week, and he's been to the museum. And Quinn, there is a picture that's come out, and we're going to post it. Very tasteful. But it looks as if the Queen of Soul is going out in style.
Yeah, many people have remarked on that. That went in when they see her that she was dressed in red and looked like a queen. The very idea of what they would have liked.
Yeah, her feet in red high heels, crossed at the ankles, and the flowers. It's pretty extraordinary. We hear a pink Cadillac pulled up outside. The family heard people were on the sidewalk, so they sent a niece with water and burgers last night. And you spoke to people. Many have traveled. Here's Judy Dallas from Columbus, Ohio.
But I was also a teen mother like she was. And so it inspires me to let me know that I can go on and do great things, even though I had some hiccups in my life, and represented not only black women, but just women in general, and just inspire generations. I'm a great grandmother, and my grandchildren know who Aretha Franklin is.
Quinn, what's that like, the line, the people waiting?
Well, it's very much as Judy Dallas was just saying. In fact, there's a lot of people where Aretha Franklin's music has spanned generations, multiple musical genres. When you think of a public visitation, oftentimes you will think of something that's a somber event. And certainly there was that. The Reverend Jesse Jackson actually addressed some of the people standing there in kind of an impromptu manner and in a very tearful way, and actually was describing the last time that he held Aretha Franklin's hand. But for the most part, it's very much like a concert. It's a very celebratory mood. I mean, they're hawking T-shirts and programs and the greatest hits of Aretha Franklin, people that have just driven up to try and do that. And also many, many people that are there who are talking about how they lived their life almost as an echo of what they saw in both her music and in what they read and saw on TV for the things that she stood for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, it is a celebration because she's going home, you know, in her faith. But speaking of that, you spoke with a man from Nashville. I think it's A. Brandon Starks. Let's listen.
When they talk about the song Respect, they see it as an anthem for women. But I think that because of her involvement in the civil rights movement, it transcends gender, and it's more about respect as a human being. And being a person of color, she understood that because she had come through during the times of segregation, during a time when African Americans weren't afforded equal rights.
And Quinn, we hear the music behind him in the celebration, but there's a seriousness to her life and her death.
There is. In fact, A. Brandon Starks was bringing up the two points, actually. One is that so many people believe that her music embodied empowerment for women, that you didn't have to have a man to validate you in some way, and that you could get R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But also, as he was saying, that it was not just a gender-based thing, that you were able to have that apply to everybody. And also the fact that she and her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, had such an impact on the civil rights movement. They helped fund it at a time where things were a bit tough for it. Aretha Franklin sang at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral. And again, the impact on that has made an impact on many of those that are there at the public visitation today.
Yeah, her body will be on view Thursday at the New Bethel Baptist Church, her father's church. Yesterday was a tribute to Aretha Franklin at that church. What was that like?
Very inspiring. It was the gospel music. It was the kind of thing that she came up singing and actually came to the fore at the time when she was a very, very young child. In fact, the Reverend Franklin had to perch her on a footstool so the congregation could see her. But her voice transcended all of the things that you would just look at it at that time, a little girl. And something that she held on to for the remainder of her life is something that, as I say, crossed so many musical boundaries and so many boundaries for people.
Oh, boy, what a week in Detroit. You spoke with Mertis Hamlet, who is from Detroit. Let's listen.
I saw something in her that I've never seen in another female singer, even way back in 67. It just seemed like when she talked, she didn't talk with arrogance. It was like more of a humble. You would never have seen it in Diana Ross, no offense, but she never forgot that she was from Detroit. And she's always here helping out. She gave money to the music department for Detroit Public Schools. I worked there for 31 years, so God was with her. She's with him now.
Yeah. We know that after the viewing, there's going to be an Omega service. This is a final rites ceremony held by the Delta Sigma Theta sorority, the over 100 years old national sorority. She was a member. A public memorial concert planned for Thursday night. The funeral private but streamed online and TV. Quint, I know you're going to be, covering this all week. It's just really quite something.
It is. And in fact, it's a full circle idea, actually, to have the funeral there on Friday. It's at Greater Grace Temple. The last one that was really so loud and long, actually, was the celebration for Rosa Parks. Mm-hmm. And Aretha Franklin sang at that one. And now she'll be celebrated by almost two dozen musicians and speakers, the likes of her lifelong friend Smokey Robinson and President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Quint Kleinfelter from WDET. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.